Jimmy D, Millville. Hey, good first moto. You got to be happy with that. Alex told me you pulled him off the start. So, yeah, overall, like, not a bad day.
Yeah, it's okay for me.
Yeah, sweaty.
I got sick this week. I had food poisoning, and I was just diarrhea-ing and puking all week. So coming in here, I didn't know what to expect. Thankfully, it wasn't hot, or else I would have been in big trouble.
Yeah, this place can get nasty.
Yeah, so it wasn't hot, which was good for me. But that today, compared to Red Bud and even Celtic, I felt like I was fighting guys. You know, I was racing and attacking and believing I belonged up there. And, like, I know 16th isn't where they want me to be, where I want to be, but I realistically believe I can be 10 to 12 right now.
Well, I think it was your best moto, though, like you said, I overall, to me.
Yeah, like, just the way I was riding. You know, I got a 12th this year, but I think the way I was riding, I was fighting guys and passing guys back. So, and to be sick, I didn't know what to expect. So that was okay. And then the second moto, I bonked out at, like, 15 minutes, and I just basically rode around and was getting lightheaded and stuff. So it's just how it is. I'm going to get some blood work on Monday and just make sure everything's good from it all, but yeah, I'll just rest this week and then go to Washougal and have a good week. It's been tough, but this weekend for sure was a better week just for me to fight those guys. Yeah. Where at Red Bud, I just was uncomfortable. I felt like I was doomed on the gate before the gate dropped. I'm back there in 25th, and it's so frustrating. So today was definitely step in the right direction for me.
Did you know it was Lopes behind you in the first moto, like, pretty much the whole time?
No, not till like halfway, and then I seen that, and I was like, I can't let this guy beat me, that's for sure.
It's pretty much probably like just a practice day for, you know, he was riding like a couple seconds behind you the whole moto.
The whole time, just pacing him. Yeah, after halfway, I realized he was there, but I was trying to get McAdoo and Cantrell. They weren't that far ahead. I just got to work on some raw speed, and these guys hanging out, they're not scared to crash, and coming off my back injury, I was a little scared to crash, I think. I was just kind of 80%, just don't crash, and now lately I've been getting that I'm ready to crash feeling, and I think that unfortunately that's how you have to go fast, but I think
in the 250 class you cannot be scared to crash. Yes,
no, you cannot. So once that comes around, I start getting some more confidence and everything, I think it'll be good, but it's definitely frustrating for the team. I know they want to get this bike up there, and the bike is great. It's not the bike. I'm not getting 16 because of the bike.
I was watching you and Lopes on the uphill triple, and you know, it wasn't really an issue.
No, we were making it fine, and a lot of guys have ridden the bike, and they know, the guys that have ridden it know how good it really is. So,
at 26.
I don't know about that. I can't say anything about that. But everyone,
if there was a guy who rode it, he likes it. He reported it was good.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has. You know, it's definitely not the bike. So I just got to work on getting some raw speed and hanging it out and not settling so much. And I think, I'm not going to win right now. I know that. I need to build, and I want to be in the top 10 two motos by the end of the year. It's a realistic goal for me. I know it's hard, but just a little bit behind those front eight guys pretty much, and then the rest of us, we're all right there. It's just whoever hangs it out and is comfortable and puts a good moto in.
This may be a dumb question. I'm thinking of on the spot. Have you ever been to Washougal?
Yeah, I went in for Geico 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then I went as a privateer, but my privateer days don't really count. I wasn't worried about racing back then. Right. So the last like 3 years where I really took it serious. So I've been there once. Yeah. I consider it.
Yeah, do you like it?
I do. It's a different soil, but it's kind of reminds me of North Carolina if it gets them ruts. Just it's definitely different. Not what I grew up riding because I'm a sand guy, but I've learned to like that stuff over the years, and I actually do better there. I think the way I ride and try to stay loose, it helps me there.
Cool. Thanks for this, man. Thank you.
No problem.